Usually the sicha is given on Mondays after Mincha, but because we're on a Sunday schedule, I didn't want to miss the opportunity simply to welcome the old and new Talmidim and to share Devei Torah with you before Shir. The Ramban discusses in the very beginning of Chumash Dvarim that it's fascinating to analyze which mitzvos are recorded and repeated in Chumash Dvarim. Even though the mitzvos the Ramban writes were indeed generally given earlier, but yet Kadosh Baruch Hu waited until Sefer Dvarim in order to inform us of various mitzvos of the Torah. The Ramban writes there are certain mitzvos limited to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore this is a natural timing. We're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, and therefore these mitzvos. Fascinating, the Ramban discusses which mitzvos had to be repeated, which mitzvos not. And the Ramban writes there's a category of mitzvos which are enon tadiros, mitzvos that are not frequently performed. And therefore it's not surprising that the Torah waits until Chumash Dvarim in order to inform us of those mitzvos. The Ramban writes, for example, the mitzvah of Yibam, the mitzvah of Chalitza, not often performed, and therefore, yes, it's found in the Shabbos' Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramban writes, the Parsha of Yifas Tovar, not often performed, and therefore the Torah waits until this point as well. And therefore, not surprising, a mitzvah Sheino Tadira will be found in Chumash Dvarim. In one sense, no doubt that's certainly true. The beginning of the Parsha, Yifas Tovar, is a mitzvah which is Eino Tadira. Rashi writes, it's limited to the Mechemes Rishus HaKosef Medaber. When you look in the Rambam, Perichesef Hilchos Malachim, it seems that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes the Parsha of Yifas Tovar and seems to apply it even to Mechemes Mitzvah as well. That's the Rav Ben Chasninuch, Tavkuf Lamed Beis. The Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, which Mechema? But clearly, it is not a mitzvah, a parsha that's performed with regularity. And even though no doubt that's certainly true, I'll go out on a limb and I'll tell you the following. That in my mind, I think the Parsha of Yifas Tovar is one of the most relevant parshios of the Torah when it comes to day-to-day Avodas Hashem. Not because that the Parsha of Yifas Tovar applies each and every day, certainly not. But Yifas Tovar is something that's striking. The Torah describes a situation of war, a circumstance of battle. You know, we're even used to a phrase of the fog of war, that, you know what, in times of Mechama, imagine a person's mindset, a person's consciousness, a person is preoccupied with everything, indeed, that war entails. And is it absolutely fair to have such expectations when a person is fighting a Mechemes Mitzvah, fighting a Mechemes Reshutz? How can you have unreasonable expectations? B'shas Mechama. And therefore, you know what the Torah tells us? This is a circumstance, Yifas Tovar, that typically would be off limits. That would be an Issa Daraisa. But you know what? Under this circumstance, the Torah lowers the bar, it accommodates, it allows something that otherwise would be forbidden, because it would be absolutely unreasonable to be able to say, under this circumstance, this indeed must be done. And Bezras Hashem, as we learn in Seches Yevamo, you'll see that Sigya Fastor is absolutely critical. The Sigya Kedushin Dav Chafal from Abayis, the principle of Ho Vishtori Ishtori. If it's something that typically should be usher, but the Torah is matir, how far can you extend that heter? An application to Maseches Yevamos as well. Yibum is matir, this sort of Eshesach. What about when it comes to other Isurim as well? When do I not apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, a fascinating Rashba, Kedushin Adav, Chavavav. But you know why that's so important to me? I will tell you very simply as follows. Yifas Tovar is the exception that proves the rule. Yifas Tovar is exceptional, where the Torah says this would be an unfair expectation. And you know what? Given that reality, the Torah accommodates. The Torah is matir, that which otherwise would be asur. And you know what that tells me? That in every other case, Yifas Tovar is the exception that proves the rule. If it's clear that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of me, and the Torah doesn't lower the bar, the Torah doesn't say to you, under these conditions, this should not be the case, you know what that means? It is reasonable, it's accessible, it's attainable. Ki karav halacha davar ma'od b'ficha levav chalasos. And that, I will tell you, is true of every minute of Avodas Hashem. Sometimes in life, a person can say, really, is that a fair expectation? You know what I'll respond? Absolutely yes, Vaharaya Yafasto. If it's not a fair expectation, the Torah would allow. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists that this is what I expect of you, you know what? You're enabled. You're empowered. You're able to go in and to do so. But you know what? You have to do so with amilus, with conviction, with a sense of absolute koach hatfilah. When the Ram describes in the Daram and Daf Ches that, you know what, a person has to strive to master kol haTorah kula, the Ram does not write, with the exception, of course, of Meseches Yevamos, no, a challenging Mesechta, but you know what, the bar is not lowered. That is indeed part of our obligation of immersing ourselves, no doubt, in the Torah Hashem. There is a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Shvi, the Rambam writes an amazing statement. That's where the Rambam writes, in Sefer HaMitzvos, you have to count mitzvos. You cannot count dikduke mitzvos. Details of mitzvos are not counted separately, but you have to count independent mitzvos. And the Rambam writes, I'll give you an example. V'hamashal, the Rambam writes, chalitza v'yibum. Yibum chalitza is an example of this principle. The Rambam writes, fascinating, Yibum chalitza are two separate mitzvos. I'm sure you'll discuss in Shir. What is the mitzvah of Yibum? Is it so obvious that chalitza is indeed a mitzvah? Maybe chalitza is materes. Is it an absolute mitzvah? But the Rambam, yes. A mitzvah chalitza, a mitzvah Yibum, b'choros daf yud gimel. But the Rambam writes, don't count all the dikduke mitzvahs. Because the Rambam writes, fascinating line, because if you go through Meseches Yevamos and you're going to count dikduke mitzvahs, you know what? The Rambam writes, you're going to have Yoser Mimasayim mitzvahs. You're going to have more than 200 mitzvahs just devoted to Yibum, just devoted to Yibum. So I'll challenge, you know, we'll have to convene at the end of this one. No? What are the 200 cases that the Rambam is referring to? But the Rambam writes, realize, Meseches Yevamos, many nuances, many details, many different cases that the Gemara writes. Yeah, but the Rambam writes, if you're going to count them separately, Yoser Mimasayim mitzvahs that are included in this Masechta. Realize that this for us is an incredible, incredible opportunity to be able, as Yechidim, but as a Tzibur, to be able to learn Meseches Yevamos well. It means you have to immerse yourself in the Masechta. And no doubt when you do so, you know, you start to think a little differently. You think in Yevamos terms, no? You know what, you go to a family simcha, you go to a chasana, and your mother says, do you want to meet your cousins? And all of a sudden you say to your mother, how exactly are they related to me, no? How exactly is that true? And your mother will say to you, why are you so curious? You've never asked me that before. Yeah, because this man we're learning Yevamos. Therefore, it's important really to know all the nuances, all the details of, you start thinking in a different sense. And how is it that you're able to master these sugyas? Amelus is necessary with all the imutim. But you know what? When you position yourself in the yeshiva, and you take night seder so seriously, and you know what? You stay here for Shabbos. There are hours more that indeed you can learn. You know, that's the positioning in order to be able to be matzliach in terms of what is an immensely gratifying limud. And no one should have the mindset that this is beyond my reach. Ki karav alecha hadavar ma'od b'ficho levav chalasosa. This is something that's absolutely, absolutely attainable. It requires amelus, it requires chazar, and all of a sudden you're going to see that you have kishronos, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you tools to understand things that you never thought were within your capacity. And all of a sudden, you're so gratified in doing so. That hishtadlus is necessary. And nida dafayin, there's one more element as well, and that is koach hatfilah. You have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata dishmaya. Mefurish in Gemara, you're not going to succeed in learning without davening, without koach hatfilah. Because this is all b'yad Hashem. In learning, you position yourself. And how is it that you're zoche to understand the Chachmas Abori? The answer is Siyata Dishmaya. You're zoche to Siyata Dishmaya when you're Mishtadel and when you're Mispalel. The Ishtadus, we understand, it means starim and time. It means don't cut corners. You're looking up Marmakomos, you know what? Look up the Marmakomos and give it your all. And see to it that you can chazer as much as possible, and all of a sudden that it becomes an absolute reality. I remember reading once of Yo Baruch Finkel, really was he was known for mastery of Maseches Yevamos. They write in an autobiography that when the yeshiva in Mir learned Yevamos, he almost never left the building. He almost never left the building. He didn't have time to leave the building and to go to a chasna, to go to a simcha. He almost never left the building. You know, when I read that, I thought maybe it was a little bit exaggerated. So once I had to meet his son, and I asked, where should we meet? Let's meet my father's dear. Where is that? That's across the hall from the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash was on one side of the aisle, and his dear was on the other side of the aisle. He never left the building. He didn't leave the building for a good part of the year because that was the year that they were learning. Seches Yevamos, that was very, very literal. Some exceptions, no doubt, but it was a certain mindset that captures indeed what a person can accomplish. And that, no doubt, is the message and the mission that we have this year. No one, no Talmud should think that in any shape or form this is beyond our reach. Easily attainable. You know, you'll learn in the course of your life, the most important things in life should not and are not easily attainable. A person wants to be a Talmid Chacham, Yiras Shamayim, Shalom Bayis, Gidul Banim, easily attainable. You know, that's kind of an American notion. You know what? That effortless accomplishment. No? Amelus. Koach Hatfim. That's the secret to being able to soar in terms of Arvodas Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, even the beginning of this month, you know, no classes started. But you know what? Full base medrash yesterday, today, it's something that's incredibly, incredibly gratifying. The caliber of the new Talmidim that joined the yeshiva is something which is stunning. Something thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. But you know what? The bar is raised. Yifas Torah, the Torah loves the bar. Yevamos means that the bar is raised in terms of what it is that we have to accomplish. So Bezras Hashem, as Yechidim and as Tzibur, I urge you, immerse yourself in the Mesech. Immerse yourself in the Torah session. Every Tefillah, Daven Takadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmayim, and Bezras Hashem, or Heavenly Flows. But we will see that how is it Tzibur, that not only can we go through one sugya after another, but you know what? You can emerge. It's part of your mindset, part of your consciousness, because realize that this Zman, you're learning a challenging Masechta. That Karav Alecha Dov Ramaod V'Fichol Avav Chalasos. Ezra says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give all of us the incredible, incredible Siyata Dishmai to be able to learn, to get a glimpse, a glimmer into Chachma Sabore, and Ezra says, Hashem, to be inspired through the day-to-day Esek Batorah in Tefillah. My bracha to each of you. Is that should be the hallmark of this man and this year. Esek Batorah, and Avasator, and Yira Shamayim, Koach HaTefillah, and Bezras Hashem will be zochet to incredible Siyata Deshmaya, and Knesset Yisrael will be zochet to Yeshua Osen HaChamos.